Networking and marketing made simple is for you, the business owner who has a product, a service, or a message that you believe in. My name is Scott Aaron, and each week we'll take a behind-the-scenes look into the real-world marketing and networking tactics and strategies for getting what you have in front of you to a lot more people. Thanks for spending time with me, and now let's get started. Hey, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Networking and Marketing Made Simple. Super excited for today's episode because it's something that you have all asked me about, and it's in regards and related to polls on LinkedIn. What are the best polls to do? How often should I do them and what they should be about? But before we get into that, here's what I know. For those of you that don't know, Nancy and I last year launched for the very first time our year-long mastermind called the Expert Authority Mastermind. And we opened the doors twice last year, once in January and once in April, and have had 38 amazing souls go through our Expert Authority program. So what Nancy and I did was take the last 4 years of what we've done to become best-selling authors, top podcasters, growing our business using LinkedIn. And we put that into a 12-month group coaching mastermind. Now, this coming year, we're opening the doors back up in January. We're only taking 10 people. That's it. We're looking for people that are ready to take their business, to take their income, their impact, and what they have to offer the world to the next level. They've wanted to write a book. They've wanted to launch a podcast. They wanted to get more clear with their marketing strategy, their branding strategy, their avatar, their niche, their messaging, the optimization of all social media platforms. Well, that is what the Expert Authority Mastermind is all about. We meet on a weekly basis. We do two trainings a week and two Q&As a week, so you're going to be meeting every single week with myself and Nancy, but also every single one of those 10 people gets a once-a-month one-on-one coaching session with either myself or Nancy, depending upon what your needs are, and a quarterly planning session with myself and Nancy every single quarter. And that's about 60 to 90 minutes with the quarterly planning session. So on top of meeting once a week, on top of having the one-on-one accountability from myself and Nancy, the quarterly accountability to making sure that you are leveraging everything that you want to leverage and achieving your goals. You also have access to a full-fledged back office and resources that has multiple trainings about anything you could ever imagine. So if you are interested, I'm going to leave our email address in the show notes and in the description of this episode. And you can just literally email support@scottaaron.net if you are interested in finding out more about it. Because again, we're only taking 10 people. So we're going to be opening the doors basically now until January when we officially launch it. But for anyone that wants to make sure that 2022 is their best year yet, and you want to be a part of a community, but also aligned with two people like myself and Nancy who are going to guide you every step of the way of how to exactly to be that expert authority. Because when people are looking for expertise, they're looking for people that are great at what they do, but also have a podcast to back it and a book to back it. And we have the tools and the know-how to teach you and show you how to exactly accomplish that next year. So if you're a business coach, if you have a product, a good or a service, and you are looking to serve more people, then email support@scottaaron.net. We can set up a time to talk and we can tell you if it's a good fit for you and vice versa. Now, on to the episode. So let's talk about polls. You guys know how much I love polls because, again, market research is everything when it comes to understanding what type of content you want to put out on social media, namely LinkedIn. You want to find out what people want to know more of. So, prime example, last week, this past weekend, I did a poll about the new newsletter. So there's a brand new feature. It's called newsletter feature on LinkedIn. Not everyone has accessibility to it yet, but I created my first newsletter. I'm going to do it every week. Crazy enough, I have 2,000 people already subscribed to my newsletter, which blows me away. So what did I do? I did a poll over the weekend saying, have you taken advantage of the newsletter feature on LinkedIn yet? You know, yes, I have. No, I have no idea what it is, or I have no interest. And 66% of the people that have voted so far said, I didn't even know about it. So guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to do a training on what the newsletter feature is on LinkedIn. So the best way and the best types of polls are as follows. Number one, polls that are geared towards the pain points related to your specific industry. So if you're in health and wellness, what do you struggle most with in regards to your personal health and wellness? A, water intake. B, getting to the gym. C, eating healthy. You know, if you're a business coach, you know, what do you struggle most within your business? A, generating leads. B, converting sales. C, showing up consistently on social media. So think about the pain points that people within your industry have and create polls geared around that that speak to those pain points for extra market research. Now, it's great to provide relevant and relatable content, but to really get into the mind's eye of that potential customer, client, consumer, partner, whatever it is, you got to share that relatable pain. They have to know that you're speaking directly to them. And the person who knows their ideal client and customer's pain better, no one knows it better than you because you were once on that pain side. So that's number one. The second type of poll that is great for creating on LinkedIn are polls that go over known struggles that your ideal client avatar has. It could be as simple as, do you struggle with generating consistent leads each week? Yes, no, explain why in the comments. Do you struggle with showing up consistently on social media? Yes, no, explain why in the comments. Pick a known struggle and highlight it. Again, along the same lines as pain points, known struggles are right on par with that. And this is the crazy thing, is if you're not producing polls on LinkedIn, and here's what I don't want you to do. I don't want you to create polls around things that you want to talk about. So another example is when LinkedIn temporarily suspended LinkedIn Story in preparation of launching something new. I asked my audience, because this happened on October 1st, I asked my audience, I said, are you happy or not happy that LinkedIn Story has gone away? A, yes, I'm happy. B, no, I'm not. C, I don't care. I never used it. So again, known struggles, known pain points are two great examples of polls that you can create. Number three, and final. Industry update polls about new things to bring to their attention. And I alluded to this at the very beginning of the episode. I alluded to the fact that the newsletter feature is brand new to the platform to a lot of people, and it's an industry update within my zone of genius. Everyone knows my zone of genius is teaching, coaching, mentoring, everything and anything LinkedIn. So of course I'm on top of that. And what makes it even more relatable is I did a live demonstration last week of how to create a newsletter. I did it for the very first time. And then I did a poll the very next day. And guess what? I'm going to do another training this coming week on how to leverage newsletters within your LinkedIn network. So think about industry updates that are going on within your specific industry, within the job relation that you're a part of, the professional title that you're a part of, and create some content around that. The asking questions, people that know me, what do I always say? Questions lead to answers. You have to ask to get. You have to ask in order to get. So if you want to get more interaction and client acquisition and increased income, you got to ask questions that are going to really fill the voids and needs that a lot of those people have. So create polls that speak to the pain points related to your specific industry. Create polls related to the known struggles that your ideal client and avatar has. And create polls that are industry update polls, new things to bring to their attention so they go to you first. You become the information source. So again, as I noted in the beginning of this episode, we are looking for 10 people and 10 people only that would like to be a part of our year-long Expert Authority Mastermind that starts this January. It's group coaching and one-on-one coaching. We meet every week as a group, once a month one-on-one, and once a quarter with myself and Nancy. A ton of value. So if you're listening to this and you want to have your own podcast, you want to write your own book, you want to be the expert authority in your space, you want to increase every aspect of your business, again, email me at support@scottaron.net and we can set up a time to talk. So everyone, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Please enjoy the rest of your days. And I'll talk to you next time. Bye, everyone. Thank you so much again for checking out today's episode. And if you are listening through iTunes, Spotify, wherever you are, please leave me a rating and review. Let me know what you loved, what you would like to see improved, or ideas you have for future episodes. And if you are interested in taking your business to the next level, don't hesitate to go to my website, www.scottaron.net, where you can schedule a free discovery call with me, where I can learn more about you, your business, what you're struggling with, and how we can work together. And don't forget to check out my wife, Nancy, and mine, our free community on Facebook called LinkedIn Leads for Life. We would love to see you in there. Have a great rest of your day. And thank you, everyone, for your support. Grateful for each and every one of you.